next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Maria Huayapaya, last name H-U-A-P-A-Y-A, first name Maria. This is a tribal stress echocardiogram, Strucco space, Huayapaya space M, Cardio Care Associates letterhead and protocol. Tribal stress echocardiogram, date of examination 1-23-13, referring physician Mordecai Wertheim, MD, performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph. Clinical indication, 66-year-old female with dyspnea on exertion, new paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph. Baseline ECG normal signs, rhythm consider LAA, comma, early transition. Baseline blood pressure, column 110 over 70, baseline heart rate 64 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram, correction. The patient underwent a treadmill exercise stress test utilizing standard protocol, correction. The patient underwent a treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 4 minutes and 21 seconds, semicolon 1 minute and 21 seconds into stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 155, parentheses, greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 140 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 21700, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or significant dyspnea on exertion out of proportion for the level of stress attained. The patient, correction, stress test was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, but an accelerated heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 100 over 70 to a heart rate of 96 at the end of the recovery period. BPCs were noted in recovery. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there were horizontal to upsloping ST depressions with leads 2, 3, AVF, V5, 3, V6, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. During stress, peak stress, and the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Impression colon normal ECG portion of treble stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph. Echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline and immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically difficult with off-axis parasternal imaging, but images were of fair quality. The post-peak stress study was technically difficult with a suboptimal study due to poor patient cooperation, a combination of poor patient cooperation, lung artifact, and off-axis imaging. New paragraph. Study was of, and images were of fair to poor quality. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram. Off-axis parasternal imaging, but particularly in the lateral wall on the short axis, but otherwise normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph. Post-peak stress echocardiogram. Initial short axis imaging suggests possible lateral wall hypokinesis, but study is suboptimal to differentiate between hypokinesis in the lateral wall versus off-axis imaging. Otherwise, there appeared to be adequate augmentation of wall motion with exercise consistent with the level of stress attained. And no other regional wall motion abnormalities were noted. The apical views suggested the possibility of LV dilatation, but this was not substantiated in other views. And this finding may also be potentially attributed to off-axis imaging. New paragraph, impression, suboptimal, technically difficult and suboptimal imaging in treble stress echocardiogram. Grossly normal baseline and post-peak stress images with normal wall motion in all regions except for potential lateral wall hypokinesis versus off-axis imaging. There was adequate augmentation of wall motion with exercise, and LV dilatation cannot be adequately assessed due to the difficulty with image acquisition. New paragraph, conclusions. One, normal ECG portion of treble stress echocardiograms greater than 100% maximum predictor heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period, and there was no significant dyspnea out of proportion to the level of stress attained. Three, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with functional capacity in the range of 6.5 mets. Four, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress and accelerated heart rate response to exercise consistent with deconditioning for the level of stress. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Six, suboptimal echocardiographic portion of treble stress echocardiogram with grossly normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities except for potential post-peak stress lateral hypokinesis, which could not be differentiated from artifact due to off-axis imaging. There was normal, there was adequate augmentation for the level of stress attained, and left ventricular dilatation could not be adequately assessed. Due to image quality. Suggest additional imaging modality if coronary ischemia, correction, the diagnostic predictive value of this finding the absence of chest discomfort or ECG changes of ischemia in the remainder of the test suggest lateral wall findings may be due to imaging artifact, period, suggest additional testing if coronary artery disease is suspected by clinical correlation. Indications.